Hello, hello.
Howdy, howdy.
We're back.
We are back. MIA no longer.
June, I believe.
Oh, nice. So we're timely. That's fine. Yeah. We're good.
So sorry, but we are back now. We know we've been quiet. We've had a lot going on, and we were planning on doing stuff the other week, and then with the hurricane, we got kind of distracted. So
that's what happens in Florida.
Yeah. But it's been a while, so let us know how you guys have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually one thing I found out is that we record through Anchor.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to our page on Anchor, you can leave us voice messages.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So if anybody wants to download Anchor, we're obviously the Gore Ghouls on Anchor, and everywhere else podcasts are available. But yeah, I thought that was really cool. You can leave voice messages for us, so.
Maybe we should do, like, a little giveaway for our first voice message.
Yeah.
That'd be super fun.
We'll come up with, like, a little Halloween basket for you guys.
Yeah, that'd be super fun. It's our favorite thing to do around Halloween season.
Right.
A voice message.
Yeah,
that's so funny. Cool. That's so cool.
So we've been a little bit busy, like we said.
Yeah, it's life.
But the other, what? Almost a month ago now.
Yeah, so August 13th to the 19th, we were in LA.
And we had a very good time.
Doing the stuff that we wanted to do. Surviving.
Yeah, we're not.
We're like not house
LA,
cats.
Yeah, we're not really LA people, apparently.
No.
We stayed near Hollywood Boulevard, which might have been part of the issue that we were having, but
the hotel was nice.
Yeah, the hotel was amazing.
Thank God.
Definitely felt safe at the hotel.
Yeah, very quiet. It's like that little pocket is quiet.
Yeah, but once you step outside, obviously, I'm sure there's people that live in LA that know that it's not the nicest place in the world.
No, not really. Shout out to our maids who really make that dollar, man.
Right.
They, you leave at 10:30 in the morning, get back at 4:30 in the evening, still haven't cleaned the room.
Yeah.
It was great.
With their cart outside.
With their cards out, yeah. Their carts were outside our room.
It's very
weird. You know. It's just making sure you get that paycheck, man.
Right. but there was a few things that we did while we were in LA.
We did a lot of things.
Yeah.
Surviving, mostly. But yes, go ahead.
We did, I'm going to go through the list, and then we'll talk about each one.
Okay.
Probably.
Yeah, gotcha.
These are all the creepy stuff. We did other stuff, too. Like obviously, hiked to the Hollywood sign and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, okay,
but,
yeah.
So, the creepy stuff we did is we did the It Chapter 2 experience.
That was cool.
The Black Dahlia, we went to the murder, or the crime scene, and where they believe the guy lived and did the murder. Who
still super cool.
Maybe killed her. We went to American Horror Story Murder House.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the Queen Mary for brunch. We went to the Museum of Death. We
mm-hmm.
went to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, watched a movie there.
Yep.
We went to Beetle House.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Halloween Town, which is an all-around Halloween store.
Yes.
We went to the Mystic Museum.
That was spur
Museum.
Of the moment, too.
Mm-hmm. We went to the Mystic Museum. We didn't get to do the museum because it wasn't open, but the store was amazing.
Yes.
And we went to the Terror Market at the Sugar Mint Gallery.
Yes.
So, what was your favorite thing?
I think my favorite thing, it was heartbreaking, but Halloween Town was, like, one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
I just would, like, it's gonna be, like, ticket to there and buying the entire store if I ever win the lottery.
Yeah.
Because it was amazing. But the It Chapter 2 experience was really cool just because I know that's gonna be, it's not something that's permanent.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like that.
Yeah, well, it's something that once it's gone, it's gone.
I'm
pretty sure it's already gone.
Yeah, I think
pretty sure it was only like a weekend or two that we were doing it.
So, I mean, I've always, you know, if that's something that I can, like, experience and then kind of say, like, oh, I was one of the few that got to do that, I love that. So, I really liked that a lot. It was fun. It was fun to go through there with other people that mm-hmm. were super into it. So that probably was my favorite.
Yeah.
Besides just slowly dying in Halloween Town, looking at all the things that we couldn't buy.
Yeah. I think Halloween Town and Beetle House were, and the It experience were two, like,
we had a lot
things.
Of fun at Beetle House.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look up his name.
It's Richard Leigh Lillard.
That's right. Shout out to him because he was, like, our quote-unquote host.
Yeah.
And he was amazing. Like, he did, there was, like, a show. It was, like, dinner and a show. And we were still having dinner, so we didn't get to see the show. But he literally hung out with us, like, the entire time. Mm-hmm. And he was fabulous and amazing. Yes. And really made our experience, like, so much better.
Absolutely.
Like, so much better. He was so fun. So, shout out to him. Look him up on Instagram.
Yeah, and his website is thegentlemanpsychic.com. Yes,
yeah.
He does seances out of his beautiful Victorian mansion.
Absolutely stunning. Green with envy house.
Yes. Actually, he does Skype readings.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So we did see that.
Even if you don't go to LA or you don't live near him, like, you can still get him.
Yeah,
like,
and you should definitely look him up. He is so fun.
And he's beautiful. Like, he's a beautiful person.
Yeah.
Like, even being with him just for, you know, the hour or two that we were at Beetle House, like, he's
very pure.
It felt like
very cool person.
Finding a kindred spirit.
It did. That's a good way. That's a really good way to put it. Like, it felt like we were catching up with someone that we hadn't seen in a few years.
Exactly. Like, I think that, like, he gravitated to our table because it was like, hey, these girls are...
You can, yeah.
Know what I'm about, and they're what I'm about.
It is. I think he could tell that we were definitely there to see, you know, for the love of Tim Burton and Beetlejuice and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, we really just had, like, real conversations, mm-hmm. and he kind of fell out of character, and we just talked. And it was so amazing. But I think it's one of those things where, like, energies attract, and he just, you know, it was just one of those things where it was like, damn. Like, I wish we lived here just for the sole purpose of you being a good friend.
Yeah, exactly. Because
he was so cool. So check him out. Like, seriously, check him out. He's great.
Seeing Murder House was really cool.
Yes.
And
again, something else where it's like, I just want to win the lottery.
Right? But the only problem is like 5 feet, like at the end of the street of Murder House, it looks like it's not a very good neighborhood.
It's Murder Street.
So, like, I can't imagine spending the millions of dollars it costs to have that house, knowing that literally streets away, it's, like, not a very good part of town.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe that's not, you know, a big deal for people or anything like that, but as visitors to the town, like, we didn't feel that comfortable there.
No. There's not really anywhere comfortable in L.A.
No. Burbank was nice. I felt mm-hmm. nice there. Like, that was okay.
That was fine. It was, the Hollywood Forever Cemetery seemed safe.
Yeah, actually.
That felt very comfortable
somehow. One thing that I didn't expect about the Hollywood Forever is that we didn't see some of, like, you're only allowed, because we're going there for the Cinspia, like, excuse me, movie mm-hmm. in the cemetery.
Yeah.
And we didn't see, like, I know Anton Yelchin is buried there, Johnny Ramone, and there's a few other people. And obviously we didn't see any of their graves because you're not really allowed to walk around during the movie.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you go there during the day, you can walk around and it's no big deal.
Yeah, because right up front was...
But literally the walk into and the walk to the, like, the field that they host a movie on, I was shocked. It's basically all Jewish graves.
It was 95%.
Yeah, I was not shocked, but, like, I didn't realize that there was such a huge Jewish community in Los Angeles or around it.
Well, and I mean, it always seems like one of those things that, like, comedians joke about as far as, like, Jews being in the entertainment industry, but I guess they must really be. And I'm sure all those people are from producers or directors and stuff like that, but it was fascinating, and a lot of them have pictures on their grave, which is fascinating, too.
Well, I know that, obviously, the people who have passed away in my family have all been cremated, and they don't have a specific place where they've been cremated, or where they've been...
Buried. Yeah.
Like, where you can go. We're a little bit unconventional in my family.
And usually, if there's a death, it's followed by illegal activity.
So yeah. So, people are scattered here, there, and everywhere. But, I know that tombstones cost to have the date, the name, and maybe, like, a little, like, epitaph on it.
Yeah, just a little.
Is $5,000 normally. Around that area.
Yeah.
But these people have, like, color pictures.
No, and they're,
like,
huge.
And they're, like, it's, I don't want to say itself. Engraved. Like, they're, like, printed on the tombstone. It's very
weird.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I mean, it can't be something where you just slip a picture in because then the air is
almost like a plaque where they printed it on a plaque.
And then they put it on the thing.
But like these tombstones and
they're beautiful.
Even if they're just a tombstone or if they're like the tomb, they must be, I can't even imagine the amount of money that it cost.
I don't know. And even like if it was back in the day and stuff, I can't imagine the money that it cost because those ones that are right up front had to have been there a while.
Yeah. Also, I don't know. I guess I could look it up, but there was a lot of like couples graves.
You buy the plot for family.
No, I know that. But like, so they have one tombstone for like the husband and wife.
Oh, yeah.
But like the husband say died like 1984 and the wife has died like 2001.
Yeah.
But it's engraved on the tombstone. So does somebody come to the cemetery and add it to the tombstone?
I'm guessing so.
Or do they take it away, do it, and then bring it back once it's done?
Like, you think that they'd be able to travel for that stuff.
Yeah, right? But then the ones that I saw had the picture on them.
Yeah.
Some of them, which are engraved, and other ones are, like, the printed, like,
and I'm sure that's where the plaquette comes in. Yeah. Now it's like, well, do you want to update the picture? And it's a picture of both of them?
Yeah, like, it's weird.
It's a little, like, hoity-toity for... I mean, it happens in Hollywood, I guess, where you can be... like hoity-toity, but it's fascinating how it works, I guess. But yeah, we could look that up.
One, like I said, not many people in my family that I've never been to a funeral. I've had quite a few people in my family die, and I've never been to a funeral.
I've only been to
one. So that shows like the way that we bury people, or we don't bury, we scatter, but it's not conventional. but like, yeah, I just obviously that kind of stuff. I have no clue.
No, I don't either, because I've only been to my grandfather's funeral, and that's it. Yeah,
and nobody in my family wants to be buried. Everybody wants to be cremated. And his was a veteran's grave.
He's in the veteran's thing, so it was already done.
Yeah.
Like, it's basically reserved for him.
So it's something I've never thought of, because nobody in my family is going to be buried. Like, everybody wants to be cremated. They don't want to be...
Yeah.
Like, we have a thing about being in boxes, apparently.
Even when they're dead.
The
anxiety's still there.
It is. Even thinking about it now... Because I was like, I don't want to be cremated.
Yeah.
And then, like...
But I don't want to be buried.
But I don't want to be buried either. Like...
Burn alive or be buried in a box for eternity.
Yeah,
like... Burning alive will just be done. Like, it's finished. Yeah. It's, like, done.
Well, and, like, what happens if, like, your... I can't even think about it. But, like, what happens if your soul is trapped in the coffin with you? And you can't get out for some reason? It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's weird, but...
There's gotta be a movie out there like that somewhere.
Nobody take that idea. That's already trademarked.
Trademark. Copyright.
But we... We're Murder House. Oh, the Black Dahlia. So we went to the Black Dahlia crime scene. We didn't have any... We don't have any pictures of that.
No.
We it's decided a
neighborhood
to be,
now.
Yeah, well, and we wanted to be respectful. Like, we're very... Elizabeth Short, I believe, was one of my first murders that I got into.
Yeah.
She's always been... Because I love all the rockabilly and the pinup and the... 1940s, 1950s type of stuff, it was always, like, seeing the picture of her where she's all done up in the way I want to look.
Yeah.
And then also seeing her horrific crime scene pictures and autopsy pictures. But it's a neighborhood now where if you Google it, there's a latitude and longitude. You can put that in Google Maps and I'll tell you exactly where to go.
Where they found their body.
But it's a neighborhood. Like, it's a...
It is.
I would say, like, a middle class type.
It is. It's a
normal
It's actually the most normal neighborhood we saw.
Yeah. So, it's in front of... But we drove by there and then we drove by the John Sowden house.
Yeah.
Which is where George Hodel lived with its... I don't know if anybody's seen it, but into the... what's it called? The one on TBS. Fuck. It's the, it's the Black Dahlia show with Chris Pine in it. It's something dark. Shit. I wish I remembered.
Hold on. I'll get it.
But it's who they think that Fauna Hodel is George Hodel's granddaughter and daughter, which, ew. But they believe that he committed the Black Dahlia.
It's not I Am the Night, is it?
Yes, okay. I Am the Night. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a very, very good show. It's only 6 episodes. It's a miniseries.
Oh, okay.
But it's very good. And they believe Fauna Hodel was adopted out and then found out that George Hodel was her granddad and her dad. So they go through and they believe that he is the person who killed the Black Dahlia. I guess there was some evidence... but he was a prominent plastic surgeon, so they didn't want to, you know, politics and all that bullshit. But he fled to the Philippines not long after Fauna Hodel came up and thought that maybe he had something to do with Black Dahlia. And while he was in the Philippines, in the town that he lived in, was another exact same murder.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's kind of an awesome, like, hello. But we went and saw his house.
Like with the staircase. The creepy,
yeah. It was an owl. But we saw, like, the front of the house. We drove by that. I think you can tour it, but, we only had so much time.
But yeah, we had to spend an hour and a half getting back.
Dude, it took us an hour and a half to go 1.8 miles.
Oh, L.A., you literally suck.
It was horrific. Honestly, I probably would have parked if we weren't already stuck in traffic and worried about how the hell we would even get out of a parking spot.
I know.
But yeah, so that was really cool. See, and like...
It's like, just so real.
Yeah. Well, and what we talked about is the Hodel house where George Hodel lived and the Black Dahlia crime scene... We're pretty, like, I would say maybe 3 miles apart, something like that.
Yeah, it's hard to tell when you're stop and go in traffic, but I'm pretty sure that it was, like, 3 to 7 miles or something like that.
So, if he did it, I believe, and I believe that he did do it, I think that that was, like...
That was enough out of town.
Let's take him, yeah, take her, and at the time it was a vacant lot.
Yeah.
So I think it was, like, let's put her here so that nobody knows, nobody thinks,
it's
like...
It's quite far, it's far enough away, but what was weird was leaving where they found her body, even with the streets now, it was kind of a straight route with maybe 2 turns to get to his place, and I'm sure the way the crow flies... It probably was just a straight line.
Yeah, I was going to say, back then, I don't think all the streets and
so,
stuff were
I mean,
there,
but
there.
We only took, like, 2 turns.
Yeah.
So, if you went house to her, where her body was found, it probably was, like, Main Street, Hollywood, and then he took a side street over to there.
Yeah.
Because it had to have been horrifying for who found her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you are, it's just a vacant lot.
Well, it was a lady time. With her baby.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Going to a fucking shoe repair store.
And it's just, it's so crazy. And like you said, she was always so fascinating to me because as a kid, she was one of the first, because I found Jack the Ripper first.
Yeah.
And hit, like, some of the pictures of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't really have befores in that time.
No.
They're just nameless women almost.
Yeah, I don't think that back then they did really, like, pictures.
There wasn't unless that kind you, of stuff.
That's why they had, like, the death photography.
Yeah,
so it was, like, the only time in your life you
exactly.
got a picture taken of you.
The Black Dahlia was one of the first women, or one of the first murder things that I saw a before picture,
mm-hmm.
and then the after, to really, like, set home, like, what people can do to a body. Especially
yeah.
how beautiful she was. To, like, literally what you see in, like, The Walking Dead, basically.
Yeah.
And it's just, it was, you know, it really set in with me at, like, a young age, that. And that's what kind of piqued my curiosity is finding, you know, like, pursuing, researching that kind of stuff. Because she was gorgeous.
Well, and I always thought of that as, like, not that this is, like, all men, but men like George Hodel, if he did do it. Which I think he did.
Mm.
But people, men in positions of power who want to have the power over a woman, I feel like that's, like, the last, like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna...
Here's your pretty face.
All of the horrible fucking shit that was done to her body, like, it's kind of like a final, like, oh, you think you're pretty? Like, well, fuck you. Or you're too good
and
for me.
Is.
Or whatever. You
and
know?
I feel like she sums up Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like... She was that dream.
Mm-hmm.
She was the Hollywood dream and got cut down so early.
Yeah. And was famous in death more than she was famous in life.
And that's all she wanted.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's almost this, like, horrible, sweet irony.
Yeah.
Of it all.
Where she's famous.
She got super famous.
Yeah, she was one of the most, she is one of the most famous murders, unsolved murders in the history of America.
Oh, yeah. Almost everyone knows Black Dahlia.
Yeah, and...
They might not know the story or her name very well or anything like that, but if you say Black Dahlia, it's like, oh, yeah, like, I think I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I need to watch that movie again.
I love that. I have to be in the mood for it, though, because it's so long.
Yeah, like, yeah.
3 hours.
Oh, yeah, it is. The Zodiac's like that, too.
I haven't watched that one.
Oh, my God, I love that movie. It's so good.
Like, the reason I haven't watched Zodiac, not to go on a tangent, I won't, but is because... The guy who they make it seem like did it in the movie is not who the police and everybody think that it actually is.
Yeah.
The guy who wrote the book that goes with the movie.
Yeah.
That's his theory.
Yeah.
So, like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, well, if it's not real, like... Not real, but you know what I
mean? Yeah.
If it's just one of five theories and it's not even the most plausible theory, yeah, then I'm like, why am I going to waste my time?
I think because it, like, with Jake Gyllenhaal, it just kind of, like, goes... I think they're trying to, like, push towards that, like, how baffling and then how, like, psychotic the case makes people that follow it, because it's just, like, it's right in your face. And he was there. You know, they were able to catch him where police drove by and were like...
Yeah.
And then nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that tail end kind of splits off to where, you know, everything lined up with the one guy, what he thinks kind of thing. But it is, like, this slow dwindle into madness because he's so obsessed with finding this guy.
Yeah.
Which, in turn, keeps that guy alive, basically. But it is really good. I haven't watched Black Dahlia since it came out.
Yeah, I've watched it twice since it came out, I think.
So long.
Josh Hartnett's in it, so I'll struggle. But and I like the way that they do it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But Into the Night...
Into
is a really, really good miniseries.
Huh, okay.
And then... Oh, we had brunch at the Queen Mary. And it feels like Ghost Ship.
It does.
There's a swimming pool area with, like, an old-fashioned door. And looking through the glass into the pool area, it looks like the pool area where everybody's shot in Ghost Ship.
It's, like, it's unreal. And, like, the water, they still have water in there. And I don't know, we didn't really look into anything just because it's going to make ourselves sad. But they had it closed at that time. And the way the water's, like, reflecting and you can see, it's, like, it is. It's that movie, like, faculty moment. And, like, it is. It was Ghost Ship. It's unbelievably gorgeous. Unbelievably gorgeous.
Yeah. Well, and, like, the place where you have brunch is, like, the dining, like, the main, like, fancy dining room.
Yep.
And they've got, like, a band playing and that kind of stuff. And, like, you can feel the old, like, people who ate, like, their fancy dinner.
Well, I feel like you're gonna, like... If you were in there by yourself, it's going to be Anastasia.
Yeah.
And, like, the old thing. And, like, it's going to come, like, they all come down from the ceiling, like, dancing and twirling.
Like. That's what, well, like, it's like in the Haunted Mansion with the Pepper's Ghost. Like,
yes.
Where they're all dancing. Yeah. That's what I, like, thought about.
But that's exactly what it feels like. Their food is bar none.
Yeah, it's amazing.
We didn't eat very well in L.A., L.A., get your shit together.
Yeah, for whatever reason, we couldn't find... The only real meals that we sat down for were Beetle House and the brunch.
Yeah, the brunch. Holy crap.
It was amazing.
Like, everything.
Even when we go to, like, buffets, we don't really eat a whole lot of stuff. We had... I think I ate...
I had, like, 5 or 6 plates.
Yeah.
But... And it was a lot of picking. Like, I wanted to, like, try everything, so it was, like, very little portions of everything. But... I probably had the tortellini, like, 3 times.
Yeah.
That tortellini,
was on every plate.
You're the real MVP. So good. But I think they know that that's, like, what your game plan should be, because, like, their pancakes were just, like, the little dollar pancakes.
Their waffles were the one, like, a big waffle, but cut in fourths.
Yeah. So it was, like, it was perfect for, like, trying and then going back and getting more and stuff.
Yeah.
Just pace yourself. If you ever go there, just pace yourself. There's a prime rib station. There was fish tacos. There were, stuff that you would never imagine being, like, a brunch thing, but, like, the most perfect mix of breakfast and lunch.
Yeah.
It was, like, unreal. It was so
very
good.
Very good.
So, so good.
Well, and we were gonna get the mimosas, but then we were like, okay, do we want to spend the money on the food, or do we want to be filled up with fucking mimosas?
Yeah, mimosas.
Which, you know, cost them nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, it's like orange juice and probably just a champagne. Yeah. So, and I don't really drink as it is, so I'd probably be able to get one down.
I didn't have any drinks in LA.
And plus, wasn't feeling that great.
No. Well, and so, we had rented a car.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to drink and drive.
Like, yeah.
I didn't want to even have one and drive. You
because it was already hectic there as it was. So.
Yeah. Well, driving, like, we rented a convertible to go around for the last day, and driving in LA is scary.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it was not that much fun. I think I lost my shit once.
Yeah.
Thankfully, not too many times, but
we had
just once.
We had an hour and a half to calm down
as
we crawled the 1.8 miles towards the hotel.
They're ridiculous.
It was horrible.
But in Burbank, we went to Halloween Town and Mystic Museum.
Mm-hmm. We ate, where did we eat at? It was like that.
Oh, that was another sit-down restaurant. It was like a tin can saloon or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
It
was great.
Super cute.
It was really cute.
Very, very good food, too. I wasn't expecting much, but.
No, but it was, I mean, it was like flamboyant.
Yeah.
It was really good.
I would definitely recommend it. And for whatever reason, I know this is the stupidest thing, but their cups are metal, like, canisters.
Yeah.
And they keep them in the fridge, so it's, like, super cold.
It's, like, insanely cold.
It was delicious.
Like, and their front doors are, like, saloon bar doors.
We made sure to open both of them when we walked in.
Yeah.
But Halloween Town...
Ugh.
Is...
Never change.
The best Halloween store...
It's so great.
...we've ever been in, ever.
Yeah, because it's not just a Halloween store. Like, they do have... So they have one... There's three. There's a kids, there's a costumes, and there's Halloween Town. And, like, so they have their costumes separated into a different building... It literally was the most perfect horror fan shopping center. Mm-hmm. And I would say shopping center because that motherfucker was huge.
It's three different stores.
It was, oh my God. Like, they had t-shirts up, like, they have their t-shirts up on the wall, kind of like Spencer's or Hot Topic does.
Yeah.
And there was stuff up there I'd never seen before.
Yeah. Well, they had pretty much every horror movie you could think of. They had old shows like Bewitched and Munsters and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, everything.
Everything. It was insane. Insane. I probably 85% of the shit in there I had never seen before.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
When they had a whole room stickers. That was dedicated to Haunted Mansion stuff.
Yes, yeah.
But it wasn't just dedicated to the stuff in the room.
They had decorated like that way,
too. They had the wallpaper. They had a big table in the middle, which was all decorated. Like, it was...
It was
hardwood
beautiful.
Floors in that
yes,
room.
Yes, it was so cool.
Like, it was very, very pretty. Like, Halloween Town is amazing.
Yeah, so dream job.
Yeah.
Is working Halloween Town forever.
Yeah, and never leaving.
No.
That place.
No.
And then the Bearded Ladies Mystic Museum and Vintage and
beautiful shop.
Oddities, I think they're called. It's great. We
beautiful
went there
shop.
To go in the museum, but unfortunately their next installation
like
is on the 7th of September.
So it started.
So it's definitely, it's an Evil Dead one now.
It is.
But I personally, I thought that it was like a museum all the time and then they had separate like installations like the Evil Dead one and stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that it was only open when they have one.
Yeah.
Exhibit is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, there you go.
But they have one side of an oddity shop, and then one side is, like, a witchy, like, they sell Killstar and Black Cult and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But
oh, it was so cool.
Very, very cool.
Oh, it was beautiful there.
And the guy there was so nice.
He was very nice. I did see that if you are able to attend that Evil Dead exhibit, they have a cup. Did you see that? They have a cup that you pour the water into, and then it fills up, like, blood.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like, damn you, but whatever. Beautiful store, though. Like, seriously beautiful. And that street, Halloween Town's on it, too. Really nice street. A few streets over was the vintage shop.
Which vintage shop?
The one with all the dresses and stuff the lady parked behind.
Oh, Unique Vintage.
Unique Vintage is back there, yeah.
They have all their Halloween stuff out right now.
It
which
was
is adorable.
Yeah, it was super adorable.
And
but that was a really nice area.
Yeah, Burbank was really nice.
Yeah.
We tried to go to Vixen, but it was closed. Because it's only open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah,
sucks.
Never fails.
I was wearing Vixen, so, but whatever.
We went to Santa Monica, there was a shooting, so that was cool.
Yeah, but Santa Monica was fun.
Santa Monica was fun.
We went shopping. Oh, we found a British store, not that you guys care, but. but yeah, so that was our trip to L.A., like I said, we did other stuff too, but this was all the creepy stuff that we did. And this weekend, last weekend, Halloween Horror Night started.
Yes.
We've been in three houses so far, right? You haven't been in any extra ones?
No. We've done Yeti twice.
Okay.
We just did Yeti the first night.
So we've done the Yeti one, Depths of Fear, and the Universal Monsters one.
Yeah, so basically Universal's... their brainchild houses. Because they have some that are inspired, and then some that they come up with on their own.
Mm-hmm. I have a review of each house. I'll start with a good one. Which is the Universal's Monsters one.
It was fun. That was
I really
fun.
Like it. When you first walk in, they have all the statues of all the monsters that are going to be in the house, and it's raining.
Yeah,
which
is super cool.
So cool.
It's always cool when it rains inside.
Yeah, and, like, it's raining. It's not, like, I don't know. it's raining. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, it was really cool.
But you see all the different monsters, but they're, like, extra scary looking.
Yeah. Yeah, they amped them up a little bit more as if, you know, if, I don't know, I guess Blumhouse is what's taking over the world right now, so if they got their hands on them.
Yeah, very, well, and, like, Frankenstein's monster had the doctor on the table.
Yes.
Like, and he looked scary as hell. I think the only one that looked really normal was the bride, but she's screaming, so that's fine, too. But I really like that one.
Yeah, obviously. Swamp Thing was kind of Swamp Thing-ish.
Yeah, like, it's, like, when the creature comes out, like, it's him.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, he's normal.
Yeah.
But then...
Great displays, though, especially Dracula was just, like, women torn to pieces, and like, it was
his
great.
Brides are there.
Yeah.
Oh, and they had the, I forgot about the Phantom of the Opera Room.
Yeah, they did. I was still, it was very quick, and it was right after Dracula, so there was this weird, like... Is that Dracula?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think those two people should be put together because in a flash, you just see cloak, white face, hair, and you're like, Dracula. No, that's not Dracula. But it was cool. And they, I mean, they did have the musical cue, but I was more visual on it.
Yeah, he's standing in front of, like, the organ.
Yeah.
But then the Depths of Fear House.
Rough.
Yeah.
Just, like, imagine this planet Earth. And the aliens.
Well, it's basically alien underground.
Yes.
Or underwater, sorry. But I have no problem. The place looks great. All the stuff is cool looking.
Yeah, because the guy that had, like, the eggs, like, kind of, like, through him was so cool.
But the monsters.
The, like, monsters look like what V. Neil on Face Off would be like. You can't have a mouth that doesn't move.
Well,
like,
and, like, you see, it's, like, a giant mask that I would say comes to, like, their chest area.
Yeah.
But then they just have, like, a morph suit on.
They missed leg day bad.
Yeah.
Like, because the headpiece is
huge. And they just look cheesy.
It is. It's very cheesy, and I don't know if they were going for that.
Yeah.
It really did look, it really did. Like, this planet Earth, like, any of those old, like, 50s, like, horror movies where it's just like, like they come out of the side and there's a woman screaming. That's exactly what they looked like, but you're so right. They totally missed leg day because their head was like 4 foot and then they just got this body underneath.
Yeah, it was like they were trying to hide the bodies, but they didn't do well enough.
There was no bulk underneath. It was not great.
Like, it's like, oh, okay, buddy. Like,
oh, it was bad.
And for me not to be scared at all by anything,
oh,
it's like...
Oh, it was so bad.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
And then the Yeti house.
Super fun. Nope. Quiet. It was so fun. I loved
it. So, what me and Preston talked about after was that there are six of us that go through.
Mm-hmm.
The whole house,
mm-hmm.
we missed
every single
scare.
I know.
There was one guy that popped out and smacked me in the face with his Yeti hair, but whatever. That was the only scare that happened in the whole house.
And usually you can, like, see it as you come up. Like, if you're in between scares, you should be, like, two people out, they come out. You can see it as you pass by, and then you should be able to hear it two scares back.
Exactly.
And I don't know if there was a shift chain. No, because the shift chain was right.
That's
No. We were in line.
Yeah.
But was that for the Yeti? We were in the house next to it.
No, it was the Yeti, and they all went in, so they definitely were all in position.
Okay,
we went in.
So there was a shift change probably 15 minutes before we got in.
Yeah, but
we
would hear the scare and then expect, like, okay, it's far enough up that we'll get scared too.
No, and then it was always behind us by, like, four people.
Like, they need to get their timing down because it needs to be every group is getting some kind
of
scare.
But see, the first time when Brad and I went through, it was two people in front of us, and we saw it because we had the woman right behind us that was like, oh, look, and then screamed when it came out. So it was like two people ahead of us. We saw it, and then we could turn around, and they popped out at her.
Yeah, that was not the case.
But it was every single time.
Yeah.
So we saw every Yeti that was in the house, and when we walked through, it was kind of like, oh. And then I know you guys didn't look back, but when you saw the Yeti up top, under that overpass
is the guy with the gun.
No, he's supposed to have a hand.
Oh.
So the first time we went through, there was a guy in a black suit.
Yeah.
And he had a hand that came down and would, like, rawr,
oh,
at you.
Oh, okay.
And it was really cool.
Yeah.
It was laying up there.
Literally.
it was
nothing.
C team. This was C team.
And the shift change pissed me off. So we're standing in line. We're almost to the door, and they do a shift change. We don't see anybody come out, but we saw the entire cast walk by us. That completely ruins whole fucking house.
It's every year. Every year you see a shift change. Like, and I don't understand it.
And, like, they have, like a mesh screen where you can't see. But then, like, right at the front of the line.
But I don't know what that mesh screen is blocking.
Because
it's not blocking them walking in. No. And there's plenty of there's plenty of ways to do it with the mesh screen. Yeah,
like that was a huge annoyance to me. We literally saw every Yeti, every cabin person, every single person that is going to be scaring you in the house walked straight by us. And they're obviously not fucking scary when they're walking into the house.
But and it's every year though. Like, at some house we see a shift change. Like, and I don't know why they don't hide it.
Like it ruined the house.
None of the cast members are allowed to talk. Anyone on Universal property is not allowed to talk about any Halloween Horror Night stuff.
Yeah.
Up until it's actually out.
Yeah.
Take pictures. Like, if you need to go into the back room, my one client has to leave her phone with the guy at the front. And go get what she needs and comes out.
Fired for it.
Exactly.
But then they just walk by. But then we can
see the cast go by. So it's like...
Literally like 30 fucking Yetis. And then I'm like, okay, so where are all these
people? Yeah, I know.
We literally just saw you walk in here. Where the hell are you?
Well, and that's what was so shocking. Because, yeah, I know Brad was really looking forward to the arm thing again because it was really cool. And you are looking at that guy and then you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know, but... Because he just didn't come in that night. Like, it was just very... It was really weird how much we missed in that house. Because it was actually really fun the first time. But they have Stranger Things and Us and Spooky Clowns from Outer Town.
Well, and I'm excited for Ghostbusters.
Yes.
And then...
I'm super excited about Us. Because I think it's just going to be a creepy ambiance about it. Yeah,
I'm excited for that one. But that'll be...
I better not see a single white person in there except for their friends.
Right.
Because well,
there was people on the boardwalk and stuff.
That's true. But there better be...
Yeah.
Better be full on.
Yeah.
But... And I don't know... Oh, there's like a Nightingale's house that we need to go through.
And then there's Graveyard
Games. The Graveyard Games. I'm excited about that one. Yeah. I'm not sure why.
I think that like the story...
Oh, Rob Zombie's house.
Oh, yeah, duh. Yeah. House of 1,000 Corpses. We got to do that one, too.
So excited about that one.
But we got 3 done. There's 10, so we have 7 left to do.
But we do the Fragrant Fair Pass, and it's really nice. It seems quieter this year.
Yeah, it does.
Like, a lot.
There was a couple of houses that were like 60 minutes and stuff like that, but nothing crazy.
No. No, because we've been there before where, like, I actually, if I really wanted to, I would stand in a 60-minute line.
Yeah.
But there's been years where it's like, fuck this noise. Because it's, like, 2.5 hours.
Exactly.
So it's slightly quieter this year. Yeah. For whatever reason.
And the scare zones, I'm not impressed.
I'm not. I'm kind of sad by them. I can't wait to go through the other houses. Like, I'm really excited about the other houses. Yeah. But the scare zones, like, usually that's, like, a happy place for us. Mm-hmm. So, like, last year they had one with Chucky.
Yeah.
And he, like, heckled the crowd, and he was super funny. And then we always, you know, whether it's trick-or-treat or whatever they have in between, going towards, like, the cartoon, the Toonsville kind of thing. It's a Viking thing, and it's really cool, and it's very pretty, and they have, like, all of the ancient torture things that Vikings did along the side, but the pumpkins are gone, so it kind of hurts my, like, I like it, but it hurts my feelings that they're gone.
Yeah, well, the pumpkins have been there for years now, and the fact that they don't have them is pissing me off.
So, last year was really cool, because they had, like, this 80s, like, New Year's thing.
Yeah, that was a Vamp 85.
Exactly, and it was so fun. The music was so cool. Yeah,
the loud, like, the music is loud.
They had, like,
props,
a dance thing up on the thing.
Well, and this year is Zombieland.
Zombieland, too.
And there's, like, 2 cars.
Which was, again, the first time we walked through, Brad goes, whose car is that? And I was like, I'm not sure why that's there. And then we got further in and was like, oh!
Yeah.
This is Zombieland.
Well, and they don't even have, like, Tennessee's truck or Tallahassee's truck.
No, it's literally, like, 2 cars. There's, like, a Accord and a Civic.
Yeah, like it's weird.
It's very strange.
Rob Zombie's scare zone is not super fun. It's fun, but it's not scary. There's, like, a lot of... You can sit in the Dracula car, and you can go and sit on, like,
his throne. It is fun, but it's literally, like, 40 foot long.
Yeah. Like, it's
like
not...
Like, they didn't give him any space.
I don't know, the scare zones, I'm disappointed.
It is. It's really disappointing. I like
feeling immersed in the scare zone.
But last year was amazing. Yeah, like, was very, I could hang out in the Chucky one and the 80s dance party thing forever. And then always trick or treat.
Yeah.
But I always feel like trick or treat should be a scare zone, just forever.
Well, and it wasn't like trick or treat. It was like the kids, it wasn't supposed to be trick or treat, but it was basically the bus stop, like the bus story.
Yes.
Where there are the school buses there, you know.
So there was like one Sam wandering around. And then that little house was there
that you could walk around. You walk through real quick. But yeah, no, I'm not impressed.
They've had better years for scare zones. Like I said, I'm really excited about the houses. I'm excited to see what they do. It's the Stranger Things house will be off of season 2.
Yeah.
Because season 1 last year was really fun, but it's not their headline. Last year it was their headline. This year it's a side house.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters is their headline, which is weird to me.
Us too is like their supposedly like main house.
Yeah, but I feel like if it's the one that's by the amphitheater, that's their focus.
Yeah,
and Ghostbusters is there. Yeah. Us and Stranger Things are next to each other over on the side.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm hoping the other houses are better.
I'm sure. I think they will be, and they are super interesting houses. But it's the whole experience of Halloween Horror Nights that I enjoy is when the houses are too long, there's a scare zone you can kind of go hang out in.
Yeah.
And again, the chainsaw guys are in the same exact spot.
By the Simpsons.
So it's starting to get a little... Mm. And I get that you can't do a lot there because there's a restaurant and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. But why can't Zombieland 2 be there?
Yeah, because there's really nothing going on. There's 2 cars and then like a prop where you can take a picture in front of the Zombieland 2 sign.
Which, like, why?
Like...
It was a little, it's a little weird this year. It feels like someone else's direction.
Yeah, it's not as immersive as other years have been.
Yeah.
I just feel like I'm walking around Universal.
Well, and what sucks, too, is, like, the arcade thing could be really cool, but they give them, like,
a small area.
They give them nothing.
Yeah.
They give them absolutely nothing.
But do you have questions?
No.
I have 2 questions.
Yay!
So, what are your favorite houses, or your favorite house and your favorite scare zone from any other year?
Any other year? I'm trying to think. Okay, just because I love the movie so much, it's probably my favorite horror movie because, like, it can be on or I'll put it on all the time, is The Thing.
Mm-hmm.
I loved their whole getup, but it's also in a good tie with... Werewolf in London, because the props and the puppeteering in Werewolf in London, both here and we got to see it in LA when I went out there.
Yeah.
Bar none. Those werewolf puppeteers and the props were unbelievable. I couldn't stop going through the house. So those 2 were probably my favorite, but for Universal, when they came up with something, it was that fairy tale one.
The Scary Tales.
Scary Tales. Mm-hmm. That was super cool because the flow was really weird.
Yeah.
And they had this really cool, like, centaur in the woods thing at the end that was just really freaking creepy.
Yeah.
Actually, it was way before Coven came out, but it was almost like the bullheaded guy in Coven.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah,
wandering through
the guitar
type. Yeah. But he had, like, a mirror in the woods thing, so, like, you were in the woods, but they had mirrors back there, so when he would move around, it looked like there was a bunch of them.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite one that they came up with by themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, I liked, actually, last year, that one with all, like, the weird movie things. They had, like, Devil Baby.
Oh, yeah,
Slaughter Cinema was really good. Yeah. Like, really, really good.
I like that one, too.
So I've got a few of those. Like, a few, depending on if Universal came up with it or it was, like, an imagined, you know, like a movie or something.
Yeah, like a licensed What's yours? Type one. There was, when I was in, like, 8th grade, there was one where they did Scary Tales 2. It was the second year that they did it. And they had the room, like in the It experience with the clown wallpaper.
Yeah.
But it was like Harlequin wallpaper with people in the Harlequin suits.
Oh, okay.
But I remember there was a bunny laying, I think I've told you this before. It was like a big ass life size bunny laying
don't
on the table covered in blood.
Yeah.
And like a mascot suit.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's the worst.
I was like, I'm waiting for it to jump and it doesn't. And I'm like, okay, cool. But it looks cool.
Yeah.
I walk past and the people I'm with start screaming bloody murder, and, like, I get pushed behind, like, pushed into the person in front of me because the bunny has gone up. And whoever was in that costume did not move. Like, I stared at it, waiting for it to jump at me, and it didn't. Like, it was the best experience.
I absolutely hate life-size bunny costume things. Yeah,
like, it was amazing. And, like, there was no, like, definitive, like, neck and, you know what I mean? Like, where it has the head and then the, yeah, it was, like, all one piece. So, you're like, oh, yeah. Is it, you know? And then the Bloody Mary house, but that's for not the house. That's for the experience in the house. Because that was amazing. So, for you youngins, there's a comedian that used to be famous named Dane Cook.
Don't know if you guys even...
Right? He's not even a thing anymore, I don't think.
I don't think so.
But he has, like, a stand-up special, and he says about being at a funeral and that somebody shits on the coats in the coat closet. So, he leans over to the person next to him and says, somebody shit on the coats, and the person next to him leans back and says, I hope it wasn't my coat. So, being a dumbass,
it's like, the weirdest thing, yeah, but being whatever.
Like a dumbass, like 19 year old, I was constantly quoting that special. But I was running through the house, walking through the house, and I screamed, oh no, somebody shit on the coats. I think it was because there was
a coat room. Yeah. Well, because I think the Lady Luck thing was in a casino, so they had, like, a coat check.
Yeah.
So the door said coat check.
Like, so we're going through the Bloody Mary, and I screamed that, and the character, instead of scaring me, whispers in my ear, I hope it wasn't my coat. So
it might have been Dane Cook.
Right? It was perfect. Like, it was amazing. So that's my favorite, like, house. And Scare Zones, there was a few years ago where it was a Wicked Wizard of Oz Scare Zone.
Yes.
And the Scare Zone itself was really cool with all the characters and stuff, but they had the flying monkeys jumping back and forth, yes, from the Shrek to, yes, the Minions. Like,
that was the
back
best Scare Zone that was in that spot ever.
Yeah, so that was, those are my favorite. But, oh, so my last question is, do you think that the Queen Mary's haunted? I know that we didn't have any experiences, but did you get any, like, feelings?
I just, that ship, when we were on it, it felt like we shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of those ships where it's like, God, I feel like we're breaking and entering right now.
Yeah.
But there's people walking around and stuff, but it's still very quiet. And, like, it's got, I mean, it is ancient. It has that ancient smell.
Yeah.
And, like, going up the steps when you're going up to the next room, or to the next floor in it and stuff, it did. It had a very, like, it's a beautiful ship, but there was just that little bit of, like, you shouldn't be here.
Yeah. Like, it felt, because it was so quiet and stuff, to me, it felt almost like a cemetery.
Yeah.
Where, because it's like, you're trying to whisper because you feel like you're disrespecting the dead.
It was.
Like, being too loud or too,
but it was great,
you know,
in the dining hall when there was, yeah, all those people around. It was very comfortable. It was very nice. It was lively.
Yeah, but it wasn't loud.
No, like, but going between stairs and stuff very much felt like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, it's weird. And it was one of those places, like, and I only get it with a few places, but it was one of those places that really overwhelmed me with thinking, like, how many people had passed through that area.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just,
well,
because
it was a
times.
Cruise ship, then it was a military ship, then it was a cruise ship again, and then they docked it and made it a hotel and, you know, that kind of stuff.
It just, that's what the weird feeling was there, it was just, it, there was, like, an overwhelming sense of history in it.
Yeah.
And I just don't see how something like that doesn't draw energy.
Yeah.
From who and what has been in that ship.
It almost felt sad.
Yes.
Like, it
wasn't
that
weird?
Yeah, like, we had a great time. The buffet was amazing. When we were in the brunch area, that was fine. But when we were, like, exploring the ship as much as we could, it felt like a very, like, somber kind
of place. It did. It did.
Like, it's not like when you go to a hotel and it's like, oh, this is nice, it's fancy, it's, because it was all those things, but there was that, like, undertone of, like, creepy,
really
sadness.
Creepy, really, really sad. Yeah. No, that's a really good way to explain it, because that is how it felt.
Yeah, like, I'm, now that we've been there for brunch, because I thought about booking a room,
mm-hmm,
I was going to book the B340 room.
Yeah.
But A, it's very expensive, and B, oh, yeah, that specific room is obviously, like, booked all the time, because,
yeah,
it's the haunted room where the guy died.
Yeah.
So it was almost impossible to do it. But now being there just during the day for the brunch,
I don't know if I can do it at night.
I'm not sure I'd want to be there.
Well, and, like, I'm not sure that, because I'm sure if you have to go downstairs and you stay there, you have to go downstairs.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to be on those floors that just have the shops. Yeah. And they're all closed up.
Yeah, it's very creepy.
And what's weird, too, is a cruise ship is, like, all the time. Mm-hmm. There's something to do. There's someone drinking. There's someone around, like, that kind of thing. And I feel like because that's more hotel now, you're just not going to get that.
Yeah.
And then you're just on, like, an abandoned cruise ship, basically. Mm-hmm. It is a very weird feeling. And I think I'd rather stay in the Lizzie Borden house, which...
Yeah.
Yet for some reason, I don't know why, because that just gave me anxiety, too. But
one, it's a cozy house.
Yeah. But it was very somber. Mm-hmm. Like, it's got to have that energy on it, because it did. Like you said, it's like one of those places you almost walk in and you go, God, they're trying too hard, it's sad.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know, it's almost weird to think that there's people having brunch when you're like, respect who's here, too. Yeah. I don't know, it's really weird. It's very, very strange.
But I definitely think gorgeous. That there's something there.
There's got to be. It's beautiful, though. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Brunch was amazing.
But coming up, we are going to Salem again for this Halloween. We're working... Ooh. I'm pretty sure all our costumes are pretty much done now.
Yeah, yeah.
But I plan on vlogging.
Yes.
In Salem.
We were very uninspired in L.A.
Yeah, well, and I didn't really want to have my camera out. Like, it was... I don't know. It was bad. But, like... I need to get over that, like, awkwardness of vlogging.
Yeah.
Because people do it. Like, it's not weird. You know what I mean? But for whatever reason, I can't get over, like, the self, like, consciousness of vlogging.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird, but I'm going to try my best to vlog for us and everything and, like, get good video of our costumes and all that kind of stuff, not just pictures. But if there's anything that you guys would want to hear us talk about or anything like that, I'm not sure what the next episode will be. Hopefully, if Caitlin sees it, we'll do a review of that. But yeah, so, and don't forget, if you download the Anchor app and you find us, you can leave us voice messages.
Yes, do that, and we'll send you a gift.
Yes.
Whoever does it first.
The first person, we'll send you a little basket.
Yeah.
But we'll talk to you next time.
Yay, bye!